Hey, welcome back to the Michael Lofton Show on Reason and Theology. Got great news. We have a German bishop in Germany stepping up and speaking out against the German synodal way. This is a hand-picked bishop, handpicked by Pope Francis to participate in Rome's Synod on Synodality. Talk about personnel as policy. Definitely consider this one and tell me what this says about policy. I want to show you an article from National Catholic Register that speaks of this news. And guess what? This isn't breaking news. It's over a week old. And yes, that means that you didn't hear about it because people who are, invested in the opposite position didn't tell you about it. This is an article, again, from National Catholic Register called German Bishop Says Divisions Within Local Church Are a Disaster for the Faithful. Once again, ask, why haven't you heard a word about this? Very interesting, right? Let me share my screen and we're going to take a look at it together. It begins and says, in the latest in a series of high-profile critiques of the German synodal way, Bishop Stefan Oster of the Diocese of Passau did not shy away from identifying profound theological disagreements as the source of division within the Catholic Church in Germany. And of course, this comes on the heels of Pope Francis not only writing to German theologians there in Germany, writing against what the German bishops are doing, but it also comes on the heels of the Vatican under Pope Francis telling the German bishops, you don't get your way, no on women's ordination, and no on changing the church's teachings on homosexuality since they cannot change. So on the heels of that, we also have other faithful bishops in Germany who are standing up and speaking out. And by the way, he's not the only one. There are others as well. So there are good and faithful people, even bishops there in Germany, who are speaking against this stuff, and we need to support them now more than ever. The article notes, a prominent German bishop and steadfast opponent of the controversial synodal way has leveled his harshest criticism yet of the state of the Catholic Church in his own country, describing the German episcopacy as deeply divided, and warned of potentially catastrophic consequences for Catholic believers. That's interesting to hear. So it is not as if the German bishops are unified in their dissent against the Catholic magisterium, against what Rome has said, against what Pope Francis has said. In fact, some German bishops are sticking to the faith, and thus they're divided from other German bishops who are pushing against the faith. In the latest in a series of high-profile critiques of the German synodal way, Bishop Stefan Oster of the Diocese of Passau did not shy away from identifying profound theological disagreements as a source of division within the Catholic Church in Germany. Quote, it is a tragedy that we, German bishops, have so little agreement on key issues of anthropology and ecclesiology, end quote, Oster told the Polish Catholic publication Gosk Niedzielny in an interview published November 30th. This is very refreshing to hear because I've shown you, as I've critiqued the German bishops in their document, I've shown you not only are there ecclesiological issues, but also anthropological issues here. They are departing. And I say, when I say they, I'm saying those who are in favor of the German synodal way, especially abandoning the church's teachings on morality. They're departing from things that are definitive, things that cannot be changed. And so there is a deep, deep problem with any German bishop who is promoting this stuff. The divided episcopacy is obviously a disaster for the faithful in Germany, said the 58-year-old Oster, who was tapped by Pope Francis to participate in the Vatican's recent Synod on Synodality Assembly after he was not selected as a delegate by the German Bishops' Conference. Whoa, did you catch that? So this guy, good and faithful bishop, was not selected as a delegate by the German Bishops' Conference, yet Pope Francis still handpicked him to represent Germany in Rome's Synod on Synodality. And so I have a question. Those like Dr. Ralph Martin and others who are saying personnel is policy, where are they? Why don't they note this? Personnel is policy. A very poor critique, if you ask me, especially considering Jesus's choice of Judas as an apostle. Be that as it may, let's return to the document. Divisions in the German episcopacy recently came to the forefront when Oster and three other bishops, Cardinal Rainer Wielki of Cologne, Bishop Rudolf Wodeholzer of Regensburg, I'm sure I'm butchering their names, and Bishop Gregor Hanke of Eichstätt, boycotted a November 10 through 11 meeting of a committee of synodal way leadership. And yes, all of the good and faithful RNT viewers in Germany are laughing at me right now, and that's okay. You could correct my pronunciation in the comments. The committee was created with the intent of establishing a permanent synodal council of laity and bishops to govern the church in Germany, something explicitly forbidden in a January letter from top Vatican officials to the German bishops, specifically approved by Pope Francis. I did a whole video about this. And so I'll put a link to that in the show notes, but that was another one that we're not hearing enough about, especially from the critics of Pope Francis and the critics, frankly, of the Catholic Church, even from, unfortunately, Catholics. You don't hear them addressing this issue a whole lot. You hear a lot about their complaints about the Catholic Church. But these Catholics who constantly complain about the Catholic Church, you rarely see them give you this other side of the story and tell you what the Pope is actually doing against dissent in the church, especially in Germany. But okay, let's move forward. While his decision to not participate highlighted divisions in Germany, Oster explained his choice was aimed precisely at maintaining unity with Rome. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. I am so glad we have some German prelates there in Germany who realize, yeah, some of these German bishops, y'all are pushing for schism. I mean, you're already a material schism. You're pushing for formal schism, though. So, yeah, you might want to back down, especially since the Vatican is reining you in and telling you you can't do this. And, yeah, it is going to come to formal schism if you keep it up. So it's good to see that some German bishops are saying, look, we need to just stop this. We need to stop. This is breaking unity with Rome. Amen. Amen. This is how schisms begin in church history, when people try to set themselves up as a magisterium in opposition to the magisterium and try to push back against the constant teachings of the church, more importantly, the teachings of Jesus. That's what happens. He says, I was faced with a choice to clearly highlight the existing polarization among bishops or to highlight my path of unity with the universal church, said the Bavarian bishop, whose diocese is in the southeast corner of Germany and has the highest rate of Catholics per capita. During criticism, the Synodal Way, which began in December 2019 as an initiative of the German bishops and the Central Committee for German Catholics, a lobby of lay church employees, has come under criticism in recent weeks as its proponents push forward with efforts to change church teaching and practice related to human sexuality, sacramental ordination, and church governance. And again, as I've shown in my critique of what some of these German bishops have adopted, they're attempting to change things that just can't be changed. You know, immutable teachings on faith and morals. And they are pushing for an ecclesiology that is contrary to the constitution of the Catholic Church, that is contrary to the governing structure that Christ established for the church, as Pope Francis has told them. So Pope Francis has made this same criticism about them recently. In a November 11 letter to four German lay women who had written Pope Francis to express their concerns about the Catholic Church in Germany, Pope Francis wrote that numerous steps being taken by some in the local church, including the work of the Synodal Committee, threaten to steer it increasingly away from the universal church's common path. That's a legitimate criticism, legitimate concern. One of the Vatican's top officials, Secretary of State Cardinal Parolin, also informed the German bishops in an October 23rd letter that changes in the church's teaching on same-sex sexual relations and male-only holy orders were not on the table in meetings between Rome and Synodal Way delegates moving forward. In other words, these are off the table. They can't be changed, as Pope Francis has said numerous times. And frankly, Pope Francis shouldn't have to say that, because this is just kind of the basics of Catholicism anyway. Why should the Pope actually have to say this? He shouldn't. This is really basic stuff. So it does leave me scratching my head that some German bishops don't know this. In addition, Archbishop Gadecki, president of the Polish Bishops' Conference, wrote to Pope Francis in early October criticizing the German Synodal Way, calling many of its resolutions extremely unacceptable and un-Catholic. You remember when the papal nuncio got basically laughed out and criticized by a meeting from the German bishops because he was pushing against all this wild stuff. The leadership of the Synodal Way has largely decried and deflected these criticisms and has shown no sign of backing down from its controversial aims, which I think that is going to change, since Rome, as I've already shown, is calling them into the Oval Office for about three times in the upcoming year and is going to remind them, as they're going to be meeting with multiple dicasteries in Rome, including doctrinal, legislative texts, liturgical, and so on, reminding them, yeah, here's what you can do, here's what you can't do, here's what the faith is, here's what it's not. And yeah, they're going to have that whole discussion. And I honestly think the German bishops are going to have to back down at that point. I don't see them moving forward with it beyond that. But hey, who knows? Maybe they'll shock us all and they'll really just continue to push for formal schism. The ratcheting up of tensions between German Synodal Way leadership and other Catholic leaders, especially Pope Francis, has led many to express concerns about the possibility of schism. Yes, like I said, some of these German bishops are already materially in schism, and they are sure pushing for formal schism. Not to mention, I would certainly say some of these German bishops are at the very least in material heresy, if not more than that. But in his recent interview, Bishop Oster was not without hope that a solution could be found. So he's hopeful. He suggested that a way out of the impasse between Germany and the Universal Church could be reached if the German Synodal Way could now submit and integrate with the Vatican's Synod on Synodality with a clear acceptance of its content and decisions, because obviously Rome's Synod on Synodality can't change any doctrine, and certainly they are in actual conflict with what Rome has been saying, even in the Synod on Synodality. But more importantly, the Synod, since it has no actual authority, they're more importantly in conflict with the Magisterium. This would require great humility and would perhaps even mean withdrawing decisions already made in the Synodal Way, such as the resolution to bless same-sex sexual unions, which Pope Francis has said no to multiple times, not only in 2021, so in 2021, through the Dicastery of the Doctrine of Faith, authoritatively said, no, the church cannot bless sin. Not only has Pope Francis already said that in his magisterium, it has been reiterated as recently as July of this year by Pope Francis, and once again reiterated by his right-hand man, the head of the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith, the chief doctrine guy, if you will, in the Vatican, Cardinal Fernandez, reiterated once again as recently as September 30th in an interview with LifeSite News, which they unfortunately sat on for over 3 weeks. But the interview reveals, Fernandez says, the church's teaching is that you cannot bless the union, because you can't bless a sinful union, right? That's just common sense, right? So they are certainly running up against the magisterium, 2,000 years of church teachings, and the Vatican has been reining them in while trying to avoid the horrible fallout of a formal schism and all of the consequences that that would bring for the next 1,000 years or so. Rome has been trying to avoid that, and I do think, frankly, the German bishops are going to have to back down. It's in their own interest at this point, to be honest. It's in their best interest to just stop the shenanigans. But really, really glad to see German bishops who are standing up against this stuff. He's not the only one. I've gone over several others. And you know what? I welcome more bishops to stand up and speak against this, not just in Germany, but also in the rest of the world. And yes, I know other bishops in the rest of the world have spoken against this. I'm just saying I welcome more. I think it is a breath of fresh air. So I imagine us faithful, we can all agree we want to see more of this, right? People who want to help evangelize people who are struggling with sin, who are open to bringing the gospel to everyone, but not open to compromising the faith and not open to endorsing the sin. We can be patient with sinners. After all, we are all sinners, so we want the church to be patient with us. We can all be patient with sinners. That does not mean we have to endorse or even tolerate sin. And so I was happy to see this. It's unfortunate, however, that we haven't seen this more in the news. Again, those who are very much invested in commenting on affairs related to the Pope, the Vatican, the Catholic Church, and I'm especially talking about Catholics here, have been very silent about this. Now, again, if it had gone the other way, if it were a German bishop who was endorsing this kind of stuff, you know, endorsing the German synodal way, we would hear all about it all over the news. But whenever someone stands up and they're faithful, they unfortunately don't make the news. But at least they made it here to RNT. Hopefully this will help disseminate this information. Hey, go and support this bishop. Pray for him. If you have a way to reach out to him and his diocese, thank him for what he has done. All right, that's going to do it. Hit that like button, hit the subscribe button, and also check me out, patreon.com/reasonandtheology. If you want to support what I'm doing here on the channel, you'll help me grow the channel by hitting that subscribe button and commenting. The algorithm helps kick in, and it will then share this with other people who have never heard of Reason and Theology and unfortunately never hear the other side of the story or corrections of misinformation about the Catholic Church. So please help me grow the channel if you believe that I'm doing a good job here. All right, see you later.
God. Are you a Catholic thinking about converting to Eastern Orthodoxy? Or are you a Protestant discerning whether or not to become Catholic or Eastern Orthodox? If so, I have the book just for you. It's called Answering Orthodoxy and engages all of the arguments that Eastern Orthodox use against the Catholic Church. I respond to all of them. I show that they are in error and, in fact, they're inconsistent. Because the things that Orthodox are objecting to are in fact found in their own tradition. So the fullness of the faith can only be found in the Catholic Church. Check out the book right now at shop.catholic.com for your copy today.
Hey everybody, just wanted to tell you about my new free ebook, Church Chaos: Biblical Insights for Confused Catholics. If you are a confused Catholic and you're thinking about leaving the Catholic Church, or you're thinking about converting to the church, but you see that there's a crisis in the church and you're just unsure, this is the book for you. Again, it is free. Just simply go to reasonandtheology.com. You'll see a pop-up that comes up on your screen. Just simply click on it and you'll put in your email and it will provide you the free PDF ebook right then and there. Please check it out if you're confused about the situation in the Catholic Church today. ReasonandTheology.com.
If you're looking to buy or sell a home, office, or any kind of property anywhere in the world, you're going to want to call Real Estate for Life, and they're going to connect you with a Catholic agent. Now, that agent will donate a portion of their commission upon sale, and Real Estate for Life will donate 75% of that gift to a pro-life organization at no cost to you. Call Real Estate for Life at 1-877-LIFE-US1 or text them 248-431-1440. If you care about the pro-life cause, call them now.
Are you confused about how Catholic teaching authority works? With encyclicals, papal bulls, councils, and many other things, it's easy to get confused on what is authoritative and what is not. Fortunately, at MaximusInstitute.com, I have prepared a course explaining the Magisterium from A to Z. Visit the website and check out the course, Understanding the Magisterium, for more information.